Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing Podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This week's topic is when you are sick, depressed, or feeling low, reset. So for those of you that follow me and listen to my other podcasts, last week I had an eye infection. And we talked about why I had the eye infection and how I heal from it. Well, part of that process of healing is when I get sick, I look at, you know, again, what I'm doing in my life. And what had happened was the holidays, right? It threw me off track. And so I've decided I need a reset. And a reset can be going back and doing what you did before, but you quit doing, you know, doing what was working for you. Or a reset could even be doing or adding new things into your life. So I'm going to probably do both. But I'm going to reset for sure and go back because I haven't been doing my meditation and the gratitude that I do every morning. I have not been doing that. I have still kept doing the rebounder. So I always, that's my one thing, non-negotiables, I do the rebounder. But I've decided to do a reset. So it's important to do a reset when you're feeling low or depressed or you're getting sick. Now, of course, if you are sick, wait till you feel better. Do the things I discussed. You know, you've got to look at why are you sick? What's been going on, you know, mentally? Are you getting mad at people? Are you getting frustrated? You know, what's going on in your life that you need to look at to heal that's deep inside with the trauma, okay? So first do that, then feel better, and then you need to reset what you're doing in your life. You need to start doing things differently. You know, that's the one thing they always say. If you keep doing the same thing and wanting different results, you're not going to get them. To get different results, you have to change what you're doing. Okay, so when you're in this point where you're not feeling well for whatever reason, you need to reset and look and do something different. At least one thing different, if not a whole schedule different. So I've decided to reset because I have fallen off the wagon on my healthy habits, pretty much. You know how the holidays will do that. So my reset is going to be going back to doing the meditation, doing the healing parts to myself, because I do a healing on myself every morning when I'm in that routine, and then working on, you know, just bringing light in and putting it out to the world and helping in those ways. And when I do that, I'm bringing that energy. It comes through me and out. It helps me so much, and I have not been doing it. So I am going to go back and start doing that again. And so that's my reset. And with the meditation also, and I have been doing this though for about a week now, is adding the yoga and stretching back in too, because I hadn't been doing that. Like I said, the only thing I always for sure do is the rebounder, moving my body, because that's really important. That's the one thing I will not let go of. So I'm going to add those things back into my morning routine as a reset. Also for me, it would be getting up earlier would help me tremendously in getting the things done that I need to in the morning. That's part of why I did quit doing them, because, you know, when you're in the holiday spirit and hanging out with family and doing things late into the night, then I got in this habit of sleeping in more in the morning. Now, I don't sleep horribly in, but it still throws off my routine because I need a certain amount of time in the morning to do those things, to get them done and then be able to go about my day. And I just wasn't giving myself enough time by how much I've been sleeping in. So part of the other reset is going to bed a little earlier and getting up earlier so I can get all my stuff done and then be done. I would like to be done and showered by 9:30 because then I start seeing clients about 10:30 or working on these podcasts or other things in my business. So I really want to get back to doing that. So that's going to be my reset. I want you to think about for you. So what would be something, a reset for you? Because, you know, a lot of us, because of the energies, you know, especially right now, they're a little amped up or a lot amped up. And so it's affecting everyone in different ways. And so part of that is going to make you feel more depressed. It's going to make you feel things that you maybe have buried for a long time. And so a lot of people are going through this right now. So what is something you can do for yourself to reset right now? What is something that you can do that would change your routine? Because I highly, first of all, recommend having a morning routine. Even if it's just 5 minutes of meditation or prayer, whatever it is you like to call it, even if it's just 5 minutes of that in the morning, do it, okay? But have a routine of things that help you make your day start in the best way possible. So what are things that you can do for yourself that will help your day run more smoothly? For me, it is getting up, drinking water, doing the rebounder, doing stretching and yoga, doing meditation, gratitude. Doing those things gives me such an amazing start to my day that I can't even tell you the difference. And that's why I felt the way I have lately, and I've dropped down, got the eye infection, because I wasn't doing those things to help keep me in a more peaceful state, able to handle what life throws at me. So those morning routines, if you set them up right for yourself, they can help you deal with life and what is thrown at you on a daily basis in a better way, a better, stronger mental state of a way. If you have a morning routine that brings you the peace, that sets you up for your day. And like I said, even 5 minutes of meditation could be what you need. Now, you know, along the healing journey, though, it's always good to move your body, even if it's just 20 minutes. And you don't have to do it in the morning. I just like to get it done in the morning because by the time afternoon, evening comes around, I'm not wanting to do it as much, so I tend to not do it. So I like to do my things that help me, that are for me and my self-care, that are really non-negotiables or mandatory in the morning. Because I will personally tend to not do them if I wait till later in the day. But everybody's different. Some work better late in the afternoon, or maybe that's all their schedule will allow, is for them to do late in the afternoon or evening to do those things. But for sure, do something in the morning to help set your day. Have a routine in the morning that helps set your day, and it will change your life if you do that and you stick to it. So, like I said, when you're feeling low, depressed, or getting sick, change something in your life. Reset specifically your morning routine to help start your day. Make sure you're getting at least 20 minutes of moving your body every day. And then do the self-care things, okay? Just come up with a reset. Change something in your life when you're feeling stuck, and it's going to make a difference. All right? So that's what I've got for today. Go do something you love. Every day do something you love, something that brings you joy, lifts you up. Do at least one thing every day. Do at least one thing of self-care every day. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate. Do at least one of those every day. Then look for the good in everything. Look for the good in everyone. And when you see something in someone that stands out to you, say it to them. And finally, write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to see a difference in your life. That's what I've got for today. I love you all, and I will see you soon.